And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way here on the mighty 1090s. We said Pete Gray taking a little day off with Lolly, having a good time up north and doing a little non-fishing.
Well deserved after 16 days in Alaska, right?
Yeah, he's got a little payback trip for a couple 2 week fishing trips back to back. So, hey, we're having a great time here. Corey Sandin from MC Swim Baits, myself, having a good time here with the man, Captain Brandon Hayward from Bite Fishing Charters. Lots of good information, lots of good stuff going on. As Corey said, two ways you can reach us, that 858-457-1090 number and the 877-792-1090 number. Both of them absolutely packed full. And, man, Corey, we're giving away a great prize at the end of the show today.
Yeah, we are. I mean, who wouldn't want to win a trip on the Liberty, a full-day trip out of Fisherman's Landing on the Liberty, Captain Taro?
And talk about consistent fishing that the full-day trip guys have been having with the, you know, I mean, there has been epic skipjack fishing to fill in your yanking and cranking. There's been some nice hits on yellowfin and Dorado and yellowtail, and it's been such a fun thing to watch this develop over the last couple of years, too, how good the offshore fishing has become on what formerly was a three-quarter day. Now, you know, because of the length of the trip, you know, they call a full-day trip. But, you know, I mean, think back 5 years ago. You didn't go offshore. You know, you didn't have a good shot at offshore game fish on a trip where you left and you slept in your own bed in the morning and again that night. And I mean, it is just as consistent as it comes. Those guys have been putting great catches together.
It is, and you know, something we were talking about skipjack yesterday, and you know, yeah, poke and things made with it. You know, you wouldn't think as a Caucasian like ourselves that it's actually good to eat, right? But we didn't mention this, Brandon. And are you reading my mind? Lobster fishing?
Great lobster bait, and the whole farm to table and catching your own, everything's so big these days, and fish care and everything. That skipjack's a super underrated fish, especially the way it's taken care of now. And there's people in the world that would take that over any other tuna.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go to Hawaii and try and trade somebody a bluefin for a skipjack.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
And you know, and the other thing too, that fish got its bad rap, you know, in the old days too, where that fish, you know, sits in a gunny sack and it's, you know, it's mushed at the end of the day. I mean, nowadays with RSW and spiking fish and bleeding fish, I mean, the thing's killer when it comes out of the boat. And as long as you're handy with a knife and you cut out the bad, you have nothing left over but good.
Yeah, no, I think that's neat to see. That's action, and that's good for everyone.
And they are biting, boy. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
And again, you know, another thing too. You want to talk about a good time to introduce somebody into this fishing, take them on a full-day trip. You know, hop on the Liberty, hop on the San Diego, hop on the Mission Bell. You know, there are some great trips to be had, and, I mean, action is king. You get on one of those skipjack rippers, if you have somebody that hasn't done it a whole lot, they are going to, you're going to be able to pull on them until their arms fall off. There's some really fun fishing.
And like Wooly was talking about, right out of Dana Point right there, you could jump on right now, and they're getting them if you're close to there.
All good. Well, the phones are absolutely packed, Corey. Everybody's dying to talk to Brandon. Who are we going to jump
into
first?
They are, and they want to talk to the man. Let's talk to Glenn. Glenn's calling from Fallbrook, and good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk to Hookup, Glenn.
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to call in and congratulate you on that 27th anniversary, and I think I've been listening since the start, and the knowledge that you get from your guest and how it's impacted the fisherman I am today has been a lot to this show, and the knowledge that you get from guests like Brandon and Corey and yourself, Rick.
Well, we sure appreciate it, Glenn. It's been a lot of fun for this past 27 years getting to do it, or at least the 23 or so that I've been getting to be a part of it. It's been awesome, and we appreciate the kind words, man. We love. I know I speak for Corey and myself when I say we love getting to do it every weekend.
Yeah, but a question for Brandon. I'm going to be going on that October trip. You going to make this one here on the Star?
I'm going.
In about 4 weeks?
I'm going for sure.
All right.
For sure.
Nice.
For sure.
Nice.
Yeah. Last year was just horrible, horrible timing for me, and I, you know what was going on. So.
Yeah, but to elaborate on that bluefin fish, and Rick, you know I've been in the shop probably for the last 3 years, and I've probably hit at least six or seven of those big fish trips. And like I said, it's hit or miss. I actually hooked a trip with Wes on the bite and went out there, and they had two cows every day before I went and every day after I went, and I didn't get them. So persistence is the key on those big fish, guys.
Just so much timing and everything. And like last week between the boats, you know, we had two trips that did not, like, caught 100-pounders, but they didn't catch those cows, and it's just going to happen. It sucks when you're on the boat.
Shucks, only 100-pounders?
No, the guys got off the boat. We got nothing till dark, and then we got one on the flatfall right after dark, and I was like, I never thought I'd have to, like, apologize after a local fishing trip for not catching a cow, but, like, I'm really sorry we didn't get a big one. So weird.
You apologize
so
after
weird.
Catching a 100-pound
bluefin. The whole thing. Not that you have to, like, truly apologize,
sure,
no, but, you know, they had expectations, rightfully so. They came out to catch big ones. We didn't catch one in every trip before, and then the couple trips after did, so.
Glenn, you,
so it goes.
You did your big bluefins in reverse order. Glenn caught a 200-pound bluefin about 15 years before we caught 200-pound
bluefin. I remember
that.
Yeah, that was a huge deal.
Yeah, and then you know, would go on trips. Glenn has impeccable tackle and gear and was in the shop multiple times. Never pulling your hair out because you get it, but still slightly frustrated in the fact that gear is right, planning trips on good condition, going with guys like Brandon that do it right, and the stars not aligning. So I know you got your big one here recently, Glenn, and we're really stoked for you, buddy.
Yeah, actually that one was on bait, and there hasn't been too many fish caught on bait this year, and used the long-range technique, couldn't get bit on the PL-68 or the flat fall, so mixing it up and threw a glow-in-the-dark egg sinker with we had real small bait, so I grabbed a 6-0 Super Muda and pinned on about four sardines and did the old chandelier hurricane bank trick and got one down about 350 feet. And after 3 years, finally got that second deuce. So appreciate everything on the show, guys. I'll listen to the rest of the show off air, and great show today. Thanks.
Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate the phone call very much.
Oh, that's good stuff. Let's jump back into it, Rick. Lines are full. They want to talk to the man. Let's talk to Hills. Hills is calling from Ventura. Good morning, Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Hills?
Great show. Hey, Brandon, I got to fish with Brandon a couple times so far in my life. I hope I get to go more.
Me too.
And, you know, he made it so easy. Like, I went from Dana Point one time. I went from Oceanside one time. And both times he had it all figured out, how to make it easy to park. And he just picked us up, and away we went. And he rigged everything.
It's like I own a professional charter operation or something. It's incredible.
But it was just a blast, you know, talking about sometimes you catch and sometimes you don't. I caught about a 200-pounder, but it was a black sea bass.
Wrong color.
Yeah, oh, man, but we had a blast both times. I mean, it's always an adventure, and I think if you're going to go with Brandon, you're really going to have a good adventure. Thank you.
A 200-pound black sea bass, I mean, that's really a comeback fish, too, you know?
It's incredible. I never thought that you'd be able to, like, say there's more of those than anything around, but there's a lot of those things around. They eat you alive sometimes. Sometimes you got to leave.
When I'm getting bit on bass gear with an 8-inch weedless on the surface by 100 to 200-pound black sea bass.
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're around.
They're around, man.
Yeah.
You ever had the black try to eat a calico bass or anything like that off the line when you've been winding?
No, because like you said earlier, and I was thinking about this and relating it to what I do. You were talking about the bluefin and having them on, and the longer you have them on, the more issue and the greater the chance of an issue going wrong, right?
Right.
Same thing with calico bass. The longer you have them in the water, but it's seconds.
Yep.
Like, if
yep.
they're not to the boat within 10 seconds,
yep.
something's wrong.
You've got a 90% chance you're going to lose them.
Right.
You follow
right.
me?
Right, absolutely.
So I don't give the black a chance to even look at it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have a chance.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah.
Hey, Hills, appreciate the phone call very much, buddy. Thanks a lot.
No, that's a good one. We're going to jump back into it. We're going to talk to John. John's calling from San Diego. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, John.
Good morning. Good morning, guys, and congratulations on your anniversary yesterday.
Thanks, John. We're starting on 28.
Yeah, Brandon, I'm happy to hear that as a subscriber, there'll be some more bite issues coming. I'm really looking forward to seeing the next one. And wanted to ask you about some of the oddball things you see out on the water, whether it's, you know, crazy stuff humans are doing or things.
I wouldn't
that,
call it oddball so much as goofball, but keep going, okay?
Or, you know, maybe some strange wildlife that you see, some of the odd things.
That's
that
a great question.
That's a great question. The kind of negative end of things, people's lack of self-awareness and self-reflection and the stuff that they do to sport boats and other private boaters and this kind of me mentality. There's two types of people. There's people who, like, don't know any better, and they're just like, they don't realize, like, wow, I'm really going to, like, mess this guy up right now. And there's other people who are just so selfish and they don't care. Like, I mean, I'll just say it. That guy that runs that Mad Max last week, he saw us hooked up to a fish. Fish is out to sea. He almost runs over our fish, puts his flyer out, does three circles around us, wakes us. It's just like, dude, you run a professional charter operation. You're doing this to us right now?
Yeah, it's just not the
No, you know what you're doing, and you're intentionally doing it because, like, you haven't got bit that day. You know, you have issues, and you got a problem with it, you can give me a call, you know? It's just, it's ridiculous, stuff like that.
What the added thing that makes it tough this year is, you know, with kites, or not this year, but, you know, the last few years is, you know, a boat no longer is 23 feet in the water and then,
right.
And then, you know, 50 feet behind you trolling. You know, a boat is 25 feet long and 150 feet in the air and 450 feet backwards.
And it's a big ask for a lot of people because they have never done any of this stuff before, and they just don't realize, like, whoa, there's, like, a guy downwind of me. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that brings a lot of stuff with it and issues, and I get that. But it's just the guy who intentionally does things like that are just like, what about the other person? You always got to think about the other guy in the hand, right?
Yeah, and unfortunately, I mean, there's people like that on the road, on the water, wherever
you're dealing with humans.
If they were all like you, Brandon.
Well, everyone would be really weird, first of all.
Thank God that's not the case.
on the nature front, I mean, you just, when you're out there, you just see a lot of stuff. But just lately, I mean, the fact that you can pull up on spots and you see hundreds of bluefin tuna, most of them over 200 pounds, like, finning like marlin is definitely a highlight from this year, and just everything you see, just orcas and just incredible.
Orcas this year?
Not this year, but I've seen them in the past.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, great whites, all, you know, it's
elephant
nature,
seals.
Swordfish. Yeah, all that stuff. And, you know, I've fished sea bass from above Point Conception on my boat down past the border. So when you go to different places, you're just like, whoa, there's a otter.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
Just so... just the kind of swath of the coast that we cover and we fish, you see some really neat stuff.
And just time on the water, you're going to see crazy things. You really are. And actually, a couple years ago, local, off of Ocean Beach, I saw a sea otter. You know, who would think of that? Yeah, literally, like, I saw them several different times.
Right.
That's like the stuff that you take for granted, but is always, like, so special, just seeing stuff at a place at home. Like, that's my favorite. You know, like,
the whole thing, especially when you fish a lot at night, you see a lot of different stuff. And just, like, basic stuff, like a bathroom break on the way home from Clemente, and then you look up and you're just like a really good star show, shooting star, and just there's a Milky Way. It's just an incredible way to make a living.
Hey, look at that. There's a tropic bird, or there's a frigate,
totally.
Or, like, things that don't belong up here, but when you see them, it's like, oh, man, that's cool.
And these days, like, boobies and frigates and things like that, it's almost like the last 3 years you see it enough that it's, like, commonplace.
Boobies is cool, like, seeing that they've colonized.
Live on the Coronados.
Yeah, like, there are.
Like,
that,
really?
Yeah,
I know, it's crazy.
That's a bird you didn't see unless you were on a long-range trip, and now it's just like, that's, you know.
But, yeah, you see a lot of good stuff, and you see the best in people helping other people out there, and you see the worst of people. And anytime it's like a competition-type stuff, you're going to deal with that with humanity, you know?
Good call. Hey, great question. Appreciate it very much, buddy. Thanks a lot for the phone call.
All right, let's jump back into it, Rick. We're going to talk to Don. Don's calling from Temecula. Good morning, Don. Welcome. Let's talk hookup.
Hey, good morning and happy anniversary. Love your show.
Thanks, Don.
Hey, so me and my brother were planning on getting a boat next year.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Oh, go ahead.
It's a money pit.
That's my attempt at humor.
It's a love and hate relationship that really you put money into.
I saw something online the other day. Not to let you not finish your question, but someone said, like, what's boat ownership? Like, imagine going into the shower with a handful of $100 bills and just, like, wet dollar bills just, like, falling apart. $100 bills. But anyways, go ahead with your question. Buying a boat.
Well, we weren't planning on getting, like, a used boat because we didn't want to fall into a money pit. We wanted to get something new, something we can get out and get some fish on, go out towards the islands and stuff like that.
That's kind of the point.
Any suggestions? Our first
That, you got to narrow it down. How much money do you have? Do you want to go overnight? What are we talking here?
No, we don't want to go overnight. We got about 50 grand.
You're never going to get a proper boat new for 50 grand. You're looking at, like, at least twice that. With electronics and everything dialed, you're in, like, the low six figures to do what you want to do.
Okay.
But the, you know.
New.
Yeah, exactly. And new is the key word there.
I sold my 2013 Parker for $40,000.
I think what I would do, Don, is find yourself a, you know, find yourself a boat that you like. Like Corey said, all of us have Parkers. They are a perfect boat for that type of fishing. They are not the single most fancy. They are not the single most expensive. They are a very, very good, obtainable boat. And what I would do is I would call up to that West Coast Marine, talk to Kevin Kelly. He is the single easiest person in the world to buy a boat from, and just say, look, this is our budget. This is what we're after. Because people are upgrading, and they're buying new, and they're trading in, and there's boats like Brandon's that, you know, maybe, you know, up for the newer model, or these guys had a 21 and now they're getting a 23, or these guys had a 23 and now they're yep. getting a 25, and that would be the way to go about it, you know.
Okay.
I mean, obviously the used market is the used market, but it, and you know, of course you can score some great deals, but you can also buy somebody's headache, and buying from somebody so reputable as West Coast Marine or any of the other great dealerships out there. But I just know that our experience with Kevin Kelly and West Coast has been so easy that I know that if you bought something from them, you know, you've also got somebody standing behind service and warranty
yeah.
and things like that when they come
and
up.
And I personally, if you're going to like pay cash, I would save more for a couple more years and get something where you're not compromising feet or the ability to get out of the conditions. And, you know, you have a certain thing you want to do on your boat, and I wouldn't buy a 17-footer because you want to go to the islands and you want to be able to, you know, go to where the fish are, and it
yeah.
takes run time. It's not like how it was in 2014 where you can go 8 miles off
and,
the beach.
And a good point, too, Don, is if you've never been out with Brandon or been on that style of boat with somebody who actually knows what they're doing,
right?
Maybe jump on a charter and just get a feel for what they're doing and why they have the radar, why they have...
People who, not to interrupt, but people yeah. who have owned boats before say, wow, this is a great value going with you. People who have never owned a boat go like, wow, this is kind of expensive. So
sure.
it depends where you're coming from and how much you're going to fish. And there's certain people that come out with us, they've done the math, and they go like, whoa, I can go with you 6, 8, 10 times a year, and it's going to cost me way less than having a boat in a slip every single month. And guess what? The fishing game is so propped up on info and knowing where to go and what not to do and conditions and all that other stuff. Like, there's a lot that goes into it. So just like anything, if you want to kind of learn your trade a little bit, I would highly recommend you go with someone in the private boat arena who can kind of show you things and do it a couple times and check it out.
I know of several of your customers, because they're customers of Fisherman's Landing also, that I get to talk to, and buddies and things like that have done that. You know, if you're paying to keep the boat, you know, in a slip, or you're keeping the boat in a, you know, in a trailer
right.
lot, and you're paying your permit and your, you know, or and you're paying your boat payments and you're paying your insurance and things like
yep.
that, and bait and fuel and all those things. I mean, it's, you know, there is a cost associated with it. With that said, there's nothing like having your own boat and catching your own fish. It's an awesome experience that
it
I
is.
Know, Don, you and your brother are going to love when you do pull the trigger. But you're right, there is definitely an extreme value into going with somebody where it's just everything's taken care of and you don't have to worry about it.
If I had taken a different path in life and I worked 60-hour weeks and I fished on weekends and take the occasional Wednesday off, I would just charter Dwayne or someone 3 times a year. That's what I would do, because you're in good hands, and there's something to be said about just walking off the boat and being done with it, not cleaning for 4 hours on Sunday
right?
night.
I mean,
it's miserable.
That's
absolutely.
The huge thing.
Yeah.
And Don, that's not to scare you from private boat ownership
yes,
and owning your
yes,
own deal.
Yes, it is.
But it's just the reality of it. It really is, Don. And you're talking to 3 guys that own their own skiffs and do their own thing.
Yeah.
And it's...
That's just being real.
It is. It's
yeah.
reality.
You're
yep.
going to love it when you pull the trigger, but I think that's some great advice. Don't compromise. And if that means waiting an extra season until you get the right boat, you're going to be a lot happier than you did. I think your advice of not pulling the trigger on a 17-footer
yep.
and waiting an extra season to do it right is very, very good call. Because you see that all too often. Or, well, like, you know, I can't really afford this. You do what I did. Like, I'm going to get an aluminum skiff. They're a lot cheaper. And then maybe you're not able to do what you wanted to, or it's going to beat you up a little more. I mean, there's just
right.
things. That is such good advice. Wait an extra season and get the one that you...
Yeah,
that you,
yeah.
That you're
and don't be scared of used, and don't be scared of hours. People are so concerned,
oh, man,
like, oh, it's got low hours. Oh, bitching, a guy had a boat for 4 years, he didn't use it, and it sat around. I'd rather have a well-used boat with a machinery he's moving all the time with 1,200 hours than something that has 312 hours over 3 years.
That's
just me. But
again, great advice. And when you are looking used, pay a little bit of money and have a good Yamaha or have a good service person look at the boat with you. It might cost you $100 or $200 that you might quote-unquote lose. But if you're going to do a used boat, hire a Bob Aronson or somebody of that caliber to go look at the boat with you, run a compression test, give the motor a once-over. Like, those guys that are mechanics, they just see things that you and I aren't going to see.
Absolutely.
And Bob Aronson, I mean, honestly, not only does he know the engines and everything, but he knows boat works.
Yeah.
And he could give you maybe pointers on the boat or trailer or anything in its own right, you know?
I have some great buddies who were about to buy a Parker for 50 grand, and that's a lot of money to spend on a boat. And it was, you know, it was one of those things that the deal is a little too good to be true, but, you know, this is the boat we've been wanting, and this is perfect, and we're going to be able to do all the things we wanted to. And they paid a couple $100 to have Bob come down and give the boat the once over, and he had to say, look, this just isn't the right boat. You know what I mean? This maybe wasn't taken care of to the caliber that it probably should have been. And although they didn't get their boat and they paid to have somebody come do that, that $200 probably saved them $20,000.
Can you imagine?
Exactly.
That's a small amount, Rick.
Exactly. And yeah. If that $200 gives you the peace of mind over a $50,000 investment, how do you not? So,
yeah.
Anyways, there's some great opportunities, Don, and some great boats, and I know that when you get the right one, you're going to love it.
Buy the boat.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was good. Go out with Brandon a couple times. You'll be in good times. Hey, the dope.com fish report today is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish while your trip returns from the San Diego landings, now they have Fish Pros Market. You can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, and their famous tuna burgers, which I absolutely love. I don't know about you, Brandon, but it's one of my favorites.
Give me the tuna burger.
I'm into it, man. You can get them at their convenient Liberty Station location. Fish Pros have also become famous for their line of smoked spices, rubs, and salts. I love those, Rick. And
no doubt.
And that's the smokehouse rub on the steaks has been really good. And as well as smoked cheese, picks them up at their Liberty Station location. Stop by, taste it. You will be hooked, as I am, and Rick is, and Brandon is, too.
No doubt. Hey, let's talk to the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen's got that fishdope.com report. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Brandon, good morning.
Morning.
Rick, Corey, you guys, good show. Hey, just, I was listening in a little bit on this last caller, and buying the boat's the easy part, like Brandon was saying, so.
Right.
I'm out on a lot of private boats every year, and I'll tell you what, the maintenance is the thing everybody misses out on. And you want to have a boat that looks like Brandon, it's not free.
Absolutely.
So you got Absolutely. A ton of maintenance to do all the time. Everybody forgets that. They got to play the tape all the way through. The maintenance is the key
and have
to
a real,
the whole thing.
And God forbid, have a real set of anchor gear. How many boats do you go on? You're like, oh, this is what we're anchoring with today? All I picture is you just dragging all over Catalina all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got to anchor with some rope. That's bitching.
Yeah, perfect.
All right, cool. Or you don't have an anchor winch. How bitching is that? But here's Captain Dave. He's going to be your anchor winch today.
But it's so funny. You're talking about something that sounds so simple, but yet the most key ingredient in the whole thing and the amount of chain and everything you have with
right.
you.
Right, sure. Right.
Hey,
but that's all good stuff, Dave.
Yep.
The most amazing thing, Corey, Brandon, is nobody anchors. You get on their
right.
boat. They've had their boat for 5 or 6 years. They go, hey, how much chain do you got? I don't know. What?
Right.
No wonder I'm here. You've never caught any fish because you don't anchor.
Right, right.
I'm
no,
not talking
incredible.
About fishing giant bluefin in 3,000 feet of water. I'm talking about fishing for the fish that live in Southern California. You got to anchor if you want to catch fish.
Yeah.
Could you imagine drifting in West Cove, Brandon?
No. It's impossible.
For some
impossible.
Reason, I have to imagine, Dave, that there has been no anchoring for yourself at this point this year.
Yeah. It's absolutely amazing, Corey. So, guys, you got to play the tape all the way through. The best thing you can do is call the show and get some real information from some real guys that do it every day. So, hey, let's talk about the fishing, though. What another insane week. That fishing offshore there, that bluefin thing. You guys, I talked about it a week before. I told you they've eaten all the anchovies, and now they're ready to get into those big white bags with all the ice in it because they're really hot out there and they want to cool down. And a whole bunch of fish jumped into those white bags this week. It's incredible the amount of that giant fish that have jumped onto all the boats that have been out there. It's just mind-boggling. And there's still a ton of fish out there. Don't worry. You have not adversely affect the population of bluefin by catching two. You're allowed two by law. So don't worry. You're not hurting the population. Brandon can tell you. Ricky can tell you. There is a million of them out there. So I don't like it when people get all caught up in the bluefin are getting extinct Well, you need to go out on the water once in a while and look. They're not extinct. Then you go on the inshore area. Yellowfin have started to show up in the Dana Point zone, the 209, the 267. There's lots of skipjack that have just got in the area. They're starting to settle down and bite the jigs pretty good. And then if you get that lucky kelp patty, the Dorado fishing's been nothing but amazing for the guys that find the right patty. Brian Woolley the other day had 70 fish on a patty, so on the sum fun there. So all I can tell you, like Benny Florentino said yesterday, calico bass are the fish that everyone's missing out on. The calico bass fishing right now is absolutely insane at both Catalina and San Clemente Island. All I can tell you guys is you got to go fishing.
Yep, no doubt about it, Dave. Some great opportunities to – we talked about it yesterday. Just for gosh sakes, don't let this season and this opportunity and this fish get by you. You know, this will not be around forever. It's a fantastic cycle that we're in. I mean, trust me, I hope it does. I hope it goes on for years and years and years. But at some point, driving out 60 miles and having a legitimate shot at a 200-pounder won't be there. And please don't let it get you by. Make the time. Make it happen. Do what you got to do, because you just got to go get a shot. It's something that we're going to be talking about for the rest of our lives. You remember back in, you know, 2015, 16, 17, 18, we had all those big – that will be something that is, you know, talked about like Catalina was 100 years ago.
That's incredible.
And you were talking earlier, Brandon, and Dave, you can chime in, but you were talking about a 3-4-5-day cycle. In my mind, I was thinking a 3-4-5-year cycle. And,
right.
And you look at it like that. I mean, we're in our fourth or fifth year.
Right. Right. No, nothing lasts forever. And anytime some sort of fishing pops up where there's nobody alive that can tell you about when it happened before, that's when you know you're in, like, really, really, really special territory. The Wahoo, this big bluefin. No, absolutely.
Historical.
Yeah.
Damn. Right. I always go back to my father. He's the only guy I know that was doing this that's still doing it in the 40s. And he'll tell you he's never seen nothing like what we see now. The yellowtail fishing at the Coronados, that was his. Historic, the bite that's been going on down there. Historic. There's still phenomenal numbers. So those people that think that all the fish are gone in the good old days, well, there's nothing like right now as far as the good old days.
You're absolutely right, Dave. These are the good old days, historical on tap for sure.
And if somebody wants to keep in touch with what's going on out there, because the good old days are right now and what direction to go, fishdope.com is the best information source to do it for. A very small fee, you can stay hooked up with the best information all year long. And if you're a new member, you can sign up and save $20 using the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space. Danny Jason's going to keep you completely updated with all the great information at fishdope.com. And Dave, if somebody wants to go fishing with you, or if they want to see some killer videos on how to do all these great big fish things, how do we find you?
Okay, well, I wanted to say, first of all, back before everybody had a Parker, you didn't really need Fishdope because all you had to do was find Brandon and you just followed him around. Now, everybody's got a Parker, so you don't know which one he's on. So you got to be a member of Fishdope.
Well, there's a reason why there's no names on those things.
You got to be a member of Fishdope, guys, to stay up on the fish and where they're biting at and what's happening. You can look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com. I got a beautiful website. We do not give away where the fish are biting. That's not my deal. That's Fishdope. All I'm doing is showing you guys how I, Dave Hansen, catches fish on a daily basis. I don't know how Brandon does it. I don't know how Todd Manser does it. I'm only giving away what I've learned. Nobody else's stuff do I give away. It's my stuff that I've learned over all the years, and there's about 60 videos on my website. For the price of a cup of coffee, or no, for the price of a gallon of gas, you can be a member of my website. Sorry, I didn't mean to use that coffee thing, Pete.
I think you're
so look
safe.
Me up at yoursaltwaterguide.com, and I'll be in the studio in 2 weeks talking about that thing that's coming up that Brandon and I absolutely love, lobster fishing.
Can't wait, buddy. Great job, Dave. Some fantastic fishing again. Great website if somebody wants to learn how to fly a kite and fill a balloon and all that great stuff. YourSaltwaterGuide.com. Dave, great job. Appreciate it. And we will look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys. I'll see you next week.
All right, Dave. Thanks a lot for that.
Yeah, the line's been packed, man. We got to jump into them, Rick. Some real patient callers. We're going to talk to Paul. Paul's calling from Bellflower. Good morning. Welcome. Let's talk hookup, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Good morning, Brandon, Corey, and Rick. How you guys doing?
Good.
Morning.
All right. The question is, Brandon, have you ever considered a larger boat for the special group, you know, like us older guys that want a little more comfortable ride?
No, I haven't. Just that's kind of not my sauce, you know what I mean? And that's a wonderful way to go, and there's plenty of operations that do that. They do a great job. Impulse, for example, there's a ton of great six-packs out there. That's just not kind of – that's not my jam, you know what I mean?
Carved out a perfect niche for what works with you and your customers.
I'm not a diesel mechanic, so
sure.
That's just, you know, there's a lot more moving parts and systems and all that other stuff. So, that's just kind of not my deal. So have I thought about it for, a little bit, but that's not the type of operation I run, and there's multiple great operations that do that. Alan Watson on the Dreamer, you know, he's the best at what he does, and I couldn't recommend going on a boat like that if you're looking for a good six-pack up north or the Impulse down here. Fisherman's has multiple great six-packs now, so there's plenty of them.
Appreciate
cool,
the phone
awesome,
call
great.
Very much,
thank
Paul.
You.
Thanks, buddy.
No, that's definitely a good one, Paul. And I'm sure, Brandon, you use sea surface temps, huh? Terrafin?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
Terrafin sea surf temperature charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad. I don't know if you do that. Do you cross the take it with you out on water?
I'm just not that techie, but I do like a cup of coffee at 4 o'clock in the morning and pulling up the Terrafin and doing a printout and kind of scribbling on it.
Well, you can take it on your iPhone, Android device, and just download the latest chart before you leave. And the information's right there with you. Check Terrafin.com for more information.
The one thing I'll add to that that I always thought was really cool is a tip that I learned from Doug Kern. And although I think it's such a good idea, I'm horrible about doing it, and I wish I did it better, is when Doug goes offshore, he prints out the Terrafin chart from that day, and then he scribbles all of his fishing notes throughout the day. You know, we caught this fish in, you know, this Latin long. You know, hey, you know, we talked to Brandon. He caught two fish over here and scribbles on the chart. And then saves that chart at the end of the day, and that's his logbook. You know, it's a perfect chart. It's got the date on it. It's got the time. It's got the water set up. And what a cool thing to use
to build
look back over the years. You know, you put a little three-ring, punch a hole in it, put it in a three-ring binder, and throw it on the shelf. And then, you know, if you're wanting to look back at your trips and, you know, you're wanting to dig through information, it shows exactly what the water set up, where you caught that day. I think that's such a good thing, and I wish I was better at taking logs and notes, and I'm not, but it's a cool thing to use, you know, yet another good use of Terrafin, and talk about an inexpensive service for the year to put you in the best water. Nothing like it.
And this time of the year, Rick, as we enter fall and the water temps have dropped just a couple degrees and it concentrates the fish and that just a little bit warmer water. I mean, it's definitely, especially with the yellowfin and Dorado thing.
No doubt about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, our lines have been packed. You want to join us, 877-792-1090, 858-457-1090. We're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. We're going to have more fish reports, more from Brandon, Bite Sport Fishing. We come back on the Mighty 1090. Let's Talk Hookup.
There is an undisclosed paradise waiting for you in your own backyard. It's the La Mision Hotel in beautiful Loreto, Baja California. Experience one of the few towns that has truly kept the spirit of old Baja, combined with the luxury of a five-star hotel. Old Mission traditions, authentic lifestyle, and a wealth of Mexican culture still lives at the La Mision Hotel. Situated on the water and just steps from the harbor, take advantage of the fantastic fishing and natural beauty of the Sea of Cortez and the islands of Loreto. Loreto has long been known as the Dorado capital of the world, but huge tuna, wahoo, marlin, yellowtail, and pargo are abundant too. La Mision Hotel can set up affordable fishing trips, dive packages, and family fun adventures to enjoy the rich natural abundance of Loreto. La Mision also has a fantastic spa, fine dining at Los Olivos restaurant, and the famous pizza grill will amaze and stimulate your palate. Relax, fish, and enjoy the beauty and adventure of Loreto at the La Mision Hotel. Fishing and other very affordable packages are available. Once you go, you're hooked. Check LaMisionLoreto.com for details. La Mision, the beauty and fun of Loreto, is waiting for you. Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, Rick. What a fun show. I love when Brandon's in here. It's just a good down-to-earth, good guy on the ocean, man.
No doubt, man. And there is just some great fishing going on, some great information that's coming out about it. Phone lines are still jam-packed. Corey, let's jump back into
it. Let's do it. We're going to talk to David. David's calling from Pomona. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, David.
Hi, David.
Good morning, gentlemen, and happy anniversary. My question is for Brandon. Say you got a group that reserved your boat, and then I don't know how much notice they got to give you if they cancel, but say they, because one person bailed out, do you have a list for someone like me that doesn't have no one to go fishing with to replace that person?
Great question.
That is a good question. So that's kind of like an open party thing, or two guys are looking for a third. I have a list. If people call and say, hey, if you need a third sometime, let me know. You can also pop onto fishermanslanding.com when we do those open parties. We put them up there as well. Open party trips are really easy to fill. It's just now you're dealing with three people instead of one, and sometimes it's tough to do that, you know, put those things up and get it going kind of mid-season. So, yeah, if you want to give me your number after the show or give it to me now, if something opens up, I'll definitely let you know, because being charter master isn't easy, whether you're trying to get three guys or 23 guys or 33 guys or whatever, you know, and I get that. So we try to do a decent amount of that stuff.
What's the best way for someone to do that? Do they contact you through the website? Like if somebody, hey, man, I'm ready to go. I've got my cash. I'll give you my deposit, whatever it takes. When you got a spot, I want that shot.
A call or an email. Everyone, you know, things are going good, and there's a lot of pictures coming up, and people are saying, hey, it's just me. It's a single. Once I get four or five of those guys, then I'll kind of like bolt together a trip with them a lot of times.
Perfect.
It is perfect.
Sometimes the squeaky wheel gets the grease kind of thing. Like, you know, just, hey,
absolutely,
man, this is the trip. I'm not, you know, I'm serious about it. You you name the date, I'm there. You're going to get to
the fish. Hey, the squeaky wheel, but the oil being the deposit possibly.
Right. Yeah. His question on the deposit, people book a trip, you send them a charter contract. We say within 14 days, you know, to cancel, 7 for a reschedule. I mean, I've never said to someone like, I'm keeping your deposit, man. You know what I mean? There's always a way to make it work or find the third guy or something. But you also, people are funny, and if they don't put something down, now all of a sudden they forgot they had a trip or whatever. So, yeah, thanks for that.
Good call, buddy.
All right, man. We've had some patient callers, Rick and Brett. Brett and Sam Marcos, thank you for being patient this morning.
You know,
welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Real quick, before we go to Brett, we're going to go down to Mike Pritchard, who's calling us from the Tribute this morning, live on the water. Mike, what's going on out there?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going? Morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Great. What's up, Mike?
Good. Well, we're just capping another Dorado and putting it on board. So far off to a decent start. First calf of the morning, we picked up a handful of Dorado, a handful of Yellowfin, about 15 skipjack before that. Very, very nice weather. A little tough looking conditions. Gray overcast, kind of dark. Brandon knows all about that. I'm sure all you guys do. But so far off to a pretty good start, and lots of room on tonight's trip.
Boy, what a great opportunity to go, too. I mean, it is just... It has been consistent. There's been great fishing, opportunities at trophies, opportunities at all the good multi-species fishing down below. Mike, a great time to go fishing on the Tribute.
Yeah, you know, Yellowfin fishing's been a little bit spotty, I guess, lately. We've had some couple days of wind here and there, but it seems like it's done this a couple of times, and it sounds like it's picking up again. Guys have had some decent stops here this morning, and like I said, our first little kill patty, we actually have two more Dorado hanging here right now, and we, like I said, just put another one on board. So we're pretty stoked about it. Well, when we left last night, and sometimes you see this after a holiday weekend, you get a couple of days where it's tough to get away from wife and kids. But tonight's a pretty good opportunity. I think we only have 10 booked for tonight's limited load one-day trip out of Seaforth Landing. You can give them a call at 619-224-3383 or seaforthlanding.com. I do have to go. We do have more Dorado hanging. But hopefully we can get some more guys to come out and fish with us here tonight in this nice weather.
Great job, Mike. Glad to hear it. Overnight trips running nightly out of Seaforth Sport Fishing on the Tribute. Mike, great job. Thanks for keeping us updated, and we'll let you go gaff some fish.
All right, have a good day.
All right, Mike. See you, Mike.
Thanks a lot for that.
Hey, that was a great interruption to have, Rick, and we're going to jump back, and we're going to talk to Brett. Brett, again, thank you for being patient this morning.
What's up, Brett?
Hey, no problem. Don't mind waiting for Mike. I've been on that boat recently. So, anyway, I was one of those guys that asked Brandon a couple weeks ago, hey, I want to do the school fishing thing. I want to get on the kelp, and you're pretty much guaranteed to get some action. And Brandon waited a couple hours and said, okay, 54 people want the bluefin thing and zero on the school fish. And so I said, okay. So then, as you know, some of you guys know, I manage physicians, and I have to say that Wes is now going to be called Dr. Wes, the way he surgically engineered that flying dead fish.
Yeah.
And anyway, we fished that all day long, didn't get anything, had one little nibble, and then I dropped a flat fall, and I felt the tension on that line immediately, and next thing you know, it was game on. Hour and 15 minutes later, and thank God for Wes's help, a 290 on the deck.
Huge fish. Awesome. Biggest one we've got.
Absolutely awesome, buddy.
That's crazy.
It's just incredible.
Anyway,
you never know with that fish, and they're just going to take you by surprise at some point, you know?
Yeah,
I was one of those guys that had a boat and loved that. But like Brandon said, you know, when you're working and you're doing all the things that you do and you don't have the knowledge and information, I've been going with Brandon now for years, and that's really the reason. So thank you, Brandon, and special thanks to Wes.
Yeah, I know. I'll pass that along. He's probably getting ready to slide down on his trip here shortly.
Right on. Appreciate the phone call, Brett.
No, that's
sorry for pinching you.
Yeah, right. That's cool stuff for sure. You know, that jump back into it, Rick. Let's talk to John. John's calling from Long Beach. Good morning. Welcome to the hookup, John.
Hey, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show as usual, and. Two things, Brandon was mentioning coming back in after dark and, you know, looking up at the stars. Well, one of the things about going on a 5-day or multiple day trip for me is at night, the sky is just phenomenal.
Yeah,
no, it's beautiful.
You know, a lot of guys are in there pounding down the beer. I like to go outside and check it out. Anyway,
Neat. My
question was, what is, for all three of you guys, for all this, bass fishing along the, kelps right now, what is the optimal setup? What would you guys use? How would you set it up?
You're talking about for bass fishing local, like calico bass?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, that's I use a pretty light setup. You'd be pretty amazed. You know, 200 to 300 size reel, and I use very short rods because I'm not on a sport boat with that, you know, mentality of an 8 or 9 foot rod having to make that bomber cast. I typically use a 7 foot rod. 7 foot's like right in my caliber, and a pretty lightweight rod, really, 12 to 15, like the 708 Seeker is kind of my signature rod. And if you look that up, you'll understand exactly. It's a lighter weight rod, but the key ingredient is the 65 to 80 pound Spectra.
Okay.
with a 50 to 60 pound fluorocarbon Seaguar leader. And that's the key ingredient.
How long of a piece of fluoro do you like to use?
Very short. You know, I always use the back-to-back uni was my knot forever, and I've gone to the RP knot, and, you know, I've gone a little bit longer, but you only need a couple foot long, couple feet, 3 foot at the longest. Used to have it outside the rod tip. Now I make it a little bit longer. You know, I can retie a couple times, maybe the same leader for 3 or 4 trips.
Good call. That answer your question, John?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, gentlemen.
Great show.
Appreciate the phone call very much.
No, that's a cool one, man. We've had some patient callers, Rick. And let's talk to Brian. Brian from Paso Robles. Are you listening to us on the app up there?
Yeah, listen on the TuneIn app. I grew up in San Diego. I grew up listening to the show with my dad. That's awesome. I've heard it for pretty much the whole thing. I definitely appreciate you guys being on.
That's awesome, Brian.
I make custom fishing poles, and I'm making a rod for Central Coast Kayak Slam Down Tournament next weekend.
Nice.
We're doing a spiral wrap on the rod, and I was wondering if any of you guys had any experience with it, preferred it or not. It's my first time doing it, so I'm just kind of curious.
So it's kind of an odd thing, like an acid wrap or...
Exactly. I know. Yeah, acid wrap, spiral wrap, there's so many different names for them.
And for those listeners that don't really know, it's where the guides start on top, conventional, using a conventional reel, but at the tip, they end up curving down so that the tip's actually upside down. And, Brandon, have you ever used those on any experience?
I've had guys that have come on the boats with them, and it seems to work and all that other stuff. Yeah, I don't own any myself, but...
I don't either.
Yeah.
I try to blend in, not stand
out.
Yeah,
right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think that the theory is good, and, you know, the people who are proponents of it say that there's less walk on the rod. You know, it doesn't want to walk back and forth on you with the reel, and I don't think there's a downside. I mean, maybe casting might be ever so slightly negatively affected, but probably not really. And, you know, and the walk might be positively affected, but probably not really. But I think it's a cool thing. And if you're into building custom-y rods, it's certainly something that will stand out a little bit. And
yeah,
I think it's way cool.
If it's a deal for a tournament or it's going to look good up there. Yeah, neat.
I think it's a great call, Brian. I appreciate it very much. And I think that's a cool way to donate your time to a rad event there coming up.
No, that's pretty cool. So... we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to have more from Brandon. Bites more fishing, more fish reports. We're going to find out who's won this trip on the Liberty, full-day trip out of Fisherman's Landing, and lots of cool stuff, Rick. When we come back on the Mighty 1090, Let's Talk Hookup.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have 3 generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. And we really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. We love families.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
All right. right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We're having an absolute phenomenal time in here, Rick, with Brandon.
You got it, man. And time to give away that big trip winner. We're giving away a full-day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. That's going to Steven in San Diego. Steve, congratulations. You are going to love fishing with Taro and the boys on the Liberty.
He's going to be stoked. And just a testimony, Steve. Steve never got on air. He just called and got on.
Always say everybody that's left on hold at the end of the show, you're still eligible to win if we weren't able to take your call, and that was certainly the case with Steve there.
Random pick by Brian. Brandon.
Brandon, can't say enough good things about it, man. I know how busy you are. I know it's not easy to pull you away from family and boats and journals and everything, but, man, I know I speak for Corey and myself when we both say how stoked we are, man. Great job. Lots of fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
In the studio this morning, for sure.
Yeah, always good.
So much cool stuff going on with you. If somebody wants to be a part of one of these trips, get in on the fish of a lifetime. It's the cliche thing to say, but it's the truth, man. You've got to get your name in. You've got to book your date for next year. You've got to slide in the charter thing. You've got to get your open party thing started. How, if somebody wants to join you or Wes or James and fish on any of your great boats and operations, how do we do it?
Yeah, a good thing's just a phone call. I mean, a lot of people like to email, but then there's a lot of back and forth. Just give me a call, say what it is you want to do, and then we'll make it work somehow, some way. And my cell is 949-212-0719. And then if you just Google Bite Sport Fishing or the Bite Journal, they'll come up.
It is my apologies because we got so wrapped up into this bluefin, which I love, and I know you love and everybody else, but we didn't even get to what you talked about earlier was lobster fishing, and I know that that is coming up.
Yeah.
Incredibly popular. We're going to have you back on. You're going to have to call to give us some information once that starts, but it's not too early to book your lobster trips. It's around the
corner. Hey, lobster season starts
time.
When?
It starts on the 29th this year of this month. Yeah.
3 weeks.
We're 20 days away.
Yeah, it's a really popular trip, and especially once winter takes hold, and that's a big part of our sauce, and dare I say that winter run is what really makes us, you know what I mean?
And absolutely. Your success rate is huge on the lobster. I mean, I hate to pump you up, but
catch some lobsters.
Yeah. Your success rate.
One of my favorite photos that I love seeing, and I know that we're going to see them again from you guys, is like a 50-pound sea bass laying on the deck with seven lobsters crawling over it. Or, better yet, the one from last year, a 200-pound bluefin with seven lobsters crawling over it.
Yeah, or the wahoo or whatever. Yeah, the combo elements at the beginning of the season are pretty fun.
You always make some fun ones, and we'll look forward to seeing them again. And one more time, if somebody wants to call you for that trip, a bluefin trip, going sea bass fishing, subscribe into the journal. One more time, shoot us the way to do it.
Yeah, my cell's 949-212-0719. Obviously, I'm home today, so good day for it.
Yeah, awesome. Yep. Thanks, buddy, very much. Thanks for taking the time. Had a great time. Corey, thanks very much, man. I sure love doing the show with you. Great time. Starting our first show of our 28th year on here at Let's Talk Hookup. Again, want to say a huge thanks to Adam for keeping us going today and that great job from yesterday's 27th anniversary show. And a big thanks to you because you're the reason we're here and we get to talk fishing. It was a great time. Next Saturday and Sunday, another couple of great shows coming for you. Next Saturday, Mark Rayer and Deckhand Jack from Gen Ren Sport Fishing going to be joining us. And the next Sunday, the absolute Yamaha guru himself, Dan Ostrowski, is going to be in the studio. Lots of great stuff coming your way next weekend with Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.